The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Stephan, it's the beautiful, the engaging Doug Stephan Good Day program with beautiful, engaging Jennifer Horn. And let's see, who else is here? Ken Kessler is here. Doug Stephan is here, and you, most importantly, are here to listen and participate in discussions about what's going on in the world. You can join us at 888-302-DOUG. That's a great way to get on board. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has shocked the nation. Shocked the nation.
But
two whistleblowers. Well, they were grilling whistleblowers in Washington yesterday. They criticized the top watchdog of the Department of Veterans Affairs for the report that could not conclude. They couldn't figure out whether long waiting times at the VA in Phoenix might have caused veterans' deaths. Only a three-year-old could have figured that out. These people can't. Acting Inspector General Richard Griffin faced a barrage of questions yesterday at the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. The issue, of course, is whether or not the VA report, which was released last month, stating investigators couldn't conclusively link the deaths of over 40 veterans to the problems in health care at the VA. No, of course not. My heavens. So, it was a rather heated dispute. The chairman of the committee, Representative Jeff Miller of Florida, asked Mr. Griffin, quote, "And you now have a statement that says you could not conclusively determine whether these deaths are related to delays in care? Really? I can't conclude that," Griffin said. Miller then looked at him with that incredulous, if you see the video of this, "Can you say that no deaths occurred because of the delays?" "No, we don't know," Griffin said, explaining that although the Inspector General's report found widespread delays in care in Phoenix, there's no way to indisputably conclude delays caused the deaths. Is there anybody who has a pea for a brain that believes that? 888-302-3684. More stalling, more BS, more baloney, and you're paying for it. A couple of whistleblowers from the office in Phoenix were happy to tell the committee that the fellow who said there's no conclusive evidence was full of old shoes, as my father used to say, or the stuff that my cows excrete. They testified before the same committee that the Inspector General intentionally downplayed evidence of harm to veterans and repeatedly minimized the effects of medical administrators who manipulated patient data. Dr. Catherine Mitchell.
How do you sleep at night when you do stuff like
that? You got to be an unconscious boob.
You do, hey, right?
I sleep fine at night. How do you sleep at night?
No integrity at all.
None. Lying, cheating, stealing money from the taxpayer, and killing people.
White lie.
Murderer. Here's Catherine Mitchell, the medical director of the post-deployment clinic, said the Inspector General's review of cases that suggested delays, they're not sure whether or not it caused the death. She said she could find two deaths specifically where their lives were significantly shortened because of the illnesses, terminal illnesses, that nobody was treating. Death is death. She said there's no way to get those veterans back. Here's another whistleblower named Dr. Sam Foote. accused the inspector general of stalling the investigation and protecting the senior officials there who were responsible for perpetrating these health care delays. Dr. Foote also noted the inspector general deliberately used confusing language and suppressed the findings that 293 veterans died waiting for care. That wasn't even in the report. Foote said the report is a whitewash and a feeble attempt at a cover-up. Quote, in my opinion, this was a conspiracy, possibly criminal, perpetrated by these people in Phoenix. The inspector general tries to minimize the damage and the culpability of those involved by stating that none of the deaths can conclusively be tied to treatment delays. What a load. That's enough for a revolution right there. We've been talking about this for, what, a year? How long has this conversation been going on? Since last winter, anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The focus on Phoenix, anyway. There are all kinds of investigations that detail the death of as many as 40 American veterans in Phoenix who waited for care and didn't get it. This damn guy should be... Why has he got this job? Why is he there?
I don't know,
is
but he can really stretch to convict these people of murder.
Yes.
You know,
at least negligent homicide.
Exactly.
No records. The records... These guys came from the IRS. Same people, same load of crap. They don't have any records. The email somehow got erased. They've
and
got
this
to have
is
some
why no one,
expert.
Yeah, no
Nobody
one
believes a damn thing, exactly. And why should they? I can't report on cases I don't have any information on, said the assistant inspector general who helped with the investigation. You lying son of a... Oh, man. And then one of the other members of this committee, I'm sure there's plenty of grandstanding going on by both sides here, Representative Phil Rowe of Tennessee said that the inconclusive statements in the inspector general's report is a failure to follow up on these patients' deaths. To draw the conclusion that it had no effect on the outcome of those patients is outrageous, he said angrily. If this were your family, would you be happy with the explanation you just gave of this death?
Nope.
Ah, man, these people. There's a, speaking of this, a lot of medical news today. Mm-hmm. There's a study that has come out that suggests that we in America endure a lot more pain and unwanted care as we approach death than we want. Jennifer, do you have...
So they try to take too many steps to save...
Well, hospitals do. But that's right. Why more people are opting for...
You have to have a directive.
Well, hospice is now becoming very popular for people at the end of their lives.
It's a great program.
So this study suggests that people are saying what they want. They want to die at home. They want to not be full of drugs. They want to be free from pain. But that's the opposite of what's happening in our country. Jack Kevorkian was a hero, as far as I'm concerned. He taught people how to do what many people want to do. And frankly, it's none of your business, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, as to what other people do at the end of their life or with their lives. None of your business. None of the country's, none of the government's business. If people want to do it, let them do it. You say, well,
maybe there's something wrong
with you. Nah, so why is that your affair? Go ahead, excuse me.
I mean, I don't know if I can always go with what Jack Kevorkian did, because I think morally there is
some people have a time
when your life is supposed to end. But, you know, the one thing that you can, not the one thing, but one of the things you can give the Obama administration some credit for is that they launched a plan called palliative care, which my aunt, who's 100, is on so that she can stay in her own home. She's not, God love her, in a position where she needs hospice care, but she can get palliative palliative care, which means that they send in people to her home to help her caretaker bathe her three times a week. She can get religious counsel if she so chooses. She can get doctors to come in and check her vitals so she doesn't have to make that trek to the doctor's office. And I think that's really the step before you go on to hospice care. And I think it's a good one because people do want to stay home now. You don't want to have to go into a place where you're not comfortable. Some people thrive in those environments, like in an assisted living facility, but not everybody wants to do that.
Well, I just think that this is worth a lot more. As far as I'm concerned, this is a heck of a lot more important than what the NFL is doing and having whatever their problems are. Who cares? This is much more important to be discussing, understanding what it is that you have, the options, et cetera, et cetera. And so we'll, I think, spend a good deal of time today talking about these various and sundry things. Not that we shouldn't go over some of the polls that have suggested that the NFL controversy is turning a lot of people off who are football fans. Lots of people. And there's a vote in Scotland that's being discussed and that's worth some of our time. And, yeah, I suppose we got to talk about ISIL, ISLIS, LESIL, whatever her name is. You know how much email I get about that last week when I said, I wish I could find one of them. I printed off one of them. You know, when I was trying to figure out who the Von Trapp family singers were, and I remembered an ISIL that was LESIL, in fact, and somebody sent me an email. It was very funny.
No cigar.
Yeah, that was very, very funny. Very funny. So anyway, so that's the plan for today, as usual, discussing the issues of the day, a little controversy here and there, some opinions. If you would like to opine with us, then help yourself. 888-302 Doug. Great way. I like to hear the emotions. Can't read the emotions when you look at something in print, but you can if you hear from you. At 18 after, this is a good day.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus point, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the CAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Kohl's has brand news, names to fall for. Find women's Adidas hoodies, $45, and savings on Adidas athletic shoes. Find Nutribullet, only $89.99. Jawbone Up, only $79.99. And Jawbone Mini Jam Box, $129.99. Find sport watches at 25% off. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family pass. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Only at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Friday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Doug Steffen here, inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society is making strides against breast cancer with fundraising walks all over the country, but we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page, so go right to MakingStridesWalk.org. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Thank you.
Coffee elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will turn things over for a moment here to Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, so she can tell us a story about Rihanna. Am I pronounced? I always wonder whether I pronounce that.
Rihanna, you're right.
Rihanna. I confuse her and Beyonce as to who gets the most attention.
But I would say lately Beyonce is getting more attention because people really think she might be pregnant. But Rihanna has gotten her fair share.
Well, apparently CBS says it will drop her song from opening of Thursday Night Football this week. And I wonder why that would be. What song is it?
Because Chris, and also because Chris Brown popped her in the face, wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't it in bad taste?
Well, they wanted to do a more straightforward presentation without any extra stuff on it after the allegations against Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson last week.
Right.
So, all right, let's connect the dots here, please, because I'm not a follower of the football. I'm certainly not watching Thursday Night Football, and I'm not sure.
The story about Rihanna. Rihanna and Chris Brown were driving after the Grammys. It's an old story.
Yeah.
And she was the victim of domestic violence.
Right. Yep.
Then you have the Ravens playing last Thursday, and mm-hmm. Rihanna was supposed to open up that broadcast, and CBS said, well, maybe it might not be in the best
because of what's going on.
Right.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was just because it's her? It wasn't about the song. It was about her presence then.
That was my understanding, guys. Is that what you thought, too?
Michael, is that the story? Go ahead, Ken.
I think they didn't want it to be just business as usual. Mm. Here's an entertaining singer. It's back to showbiz. They were trying to make it be serious because of the serious nature of the charges.
Mm. Right. Even the broadcasters, if you listen to the game on Thursday, were not quite so vibrant, upbeat. They were a little more somber in tone as they were doing the play-by-play of the game.
Well, there certainly is no shortage of problems. Another one, the Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer, arrested yesterday on aggravated assault charges. Got a couple of altercations at his home in July to be investigated. And then Greg Hardy, what's the story with him? He's been removed from the active roster by the Panthers. Michael, why is that?
He had a domestic violence incident.
Another deal, right? Huh. All right, so this stuff goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Let's lighten it up a little bit, shall we? This is the traditional spot for late night monologues, and the comedians in the focus here join Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers here in front of us.
Michigan Funeral Home is offering a drive-through viewing option. Drive-through viewing option, yes. Or as they're calling it, Jack actually in the box.
President Obama hosted a picnic on the South Lawn for the White House tonight for members of Congress. Obama said it was a great opportunity to gather every member of Congress in one place so he can turn on the sprinklers. The picnic was actually held 1 year after it was canceled. He canceled it. No, he did. Last year, the president had too much stuff going on to make time for a picnic, whereas now, he just doesn't care anymore. He's like, Barack wants a picnic. Barry wants a potato salad. Yeah.
In a speech today, President Obama reiterated that the U.S. will not be sending ground troops to fight the militant group ISIS in Iraq. He has a much better idea. He's going to send suspended NFL players.
Plenty of them around, right? Look at all of these people. What is the NFL going to do about this? Excuse me. What is it? And the women are being turned off. I'm looking at a poll here, which I'll go over with you in the next half hour. And maybe we'll ask our folks to weigh in on this particular poll that was orchestrated by a radio station that actually has NFL activity, a specific a team, and also some of the general stuff. So we'll get to that next half hour. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Katrina VandenHeuvel and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, if in a year or two ISIS still controls territory in Syria and Iraq, might Obama renege on his promise not to have U.S. troops?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. Because presidents have in the past preferred victory to consistency, might even President Obama renege on his pledge against using U.S. combat troops if it meant the difference between victory or defeat against ISIS?
I don't think we would have American troops directly in combat, but right up there with these forces may be necessary. And it wouldn't shock me if this goes badly, if he finds a way to wiggle out of what he said to this point. President Obama acted not because he wanted to get back in a war in Iraq, the last thing he wanted, but because circumstances were so urgent.
But there is no credible information that ISIS is planning to attack the United States or is a threat to the United States. That, to me, is the bottom line. If he cares about his legacy, which I believe is to rebuild this nation and to commit this nation to a different kind of foreign mm-hmm. policy in the world, he will not send more troops. He will do everything he can to cut losses, to find ways to avoid what we could see in the exit from Saigon. There are history lessons which this president and others around him should be seeking.
Okay, I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Place in your brain, hopefully, and the rest of your life. Thank you for joining us. Thursday, it is the 18th of September. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, in this hour of the Good Day program, talking about what women are interested in, among other things. Do you think women are interested in the controversy with the NFL, Jennifer? Are your friends, the people that you work with, the folks you socialize with, is there a lot of conversation about the domestic abuse allegations, child abuse allegations against some of these players?
Two-part answer. My friends outside of the radio business couldn't care less, I don't think.
Yeah.
My friends within the radio business do care because it's been a hot talking point.
Yep.
But my friends are not the type either, the ones especially that have kids that are really into letting their kids develop these types of people as heroes, you know? Mm-hmm. They're more into monitoring, and plus their kids are a little bit younger. So I'd say I don't know, but there is still, I mean, I know there's this survey out that you're going to get to, but there is still a staggering amount of women that are supportive of these players. And I thought what was interesting is I heard a story on another talk station, KFI in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Where they actually detailed this report of how many criminals were on each team, and every single team in the league has multiple criminals. I think the lowest number was 4, and
that's
the highest number, 17.
Yeah, that's what it takes to be
crazy.
Able to do what they... I mean, if there is no more proof positive of what the real intention is of the owners of these teams and what they want the coaches to direct the players to do. They want these people to hurt other people. And this adds more starch to that conversation. They have criminals as players. That's what you need, apparently, to get and pay them millions of dollars a year to abuse other human beings and enjoy it. And why do you watch this is the question that I keep coming up with, especially
women.
Well,
I don't think it's attacking the people that watch this, because the NFL does a great job of bringing women in. In fact, I think like 45% of the audience of the NFL was women up until at least recently.
Well,
and
I can understand.
That's because the announcers do a back job of saying, here's the story, because mm-hmm. here's the thing, Dougie. This is what drives me nuts. It's like with the police force. Mm-hmm. These bad seeds ruin it for everybody. There are plenty. In
nice
fact,
players. Good guys.
The majority majority of players in the NFL are good people who do this because they love it, who go up to show up to work, they do their job, they go home, they love their wives and kids, and they are family people, and they help the community, and it's ruining it for those good people the same way it does for law enforcement.
Well, then you hold them, then what you need to do, it would seem to me, is hold these managers, the owners, and the NFL, the league, responsible for that, because they're the ones who are condoning it. They sign out, the owners sign off on who gets hired.
I agree with you, but I don't. In some respect, I think maybe they have to adopt a zero tolerance policy. But here's what I can't stand. I can't stand that we're looking at the NFL to be dictators of morality in the world. There's got to be something else. If these people, I mean, look, how many people are there in your offices that you just don't know about that DUI they got over the weekend, or you don't know what they did that was kind of stupid a few years ago?
So are you saying
I shouldn't be dictating?
If you're working at Apple,
At Apple, you would not be fired for this. At Apple, they couldn't fire you for this. If Apple fired you for this, they would be sued, because you have to have a paper trail of why you're going to fire someone, and this ain't it. Unless maybe they're in jail and they're not.
Unless they have a clause. If they have high executives, that there's a clause which prohibits any kind of immoral activity or whatever. Kenny, you started to say something.
Look at politicians.
Well,
you know,
it's show business. You look at the music business, and Chris Brown became a pariah. Nobody wanted him after all the abuse. Yeah, after that came up,
just
and it's the
deserves.
Same thing. And it's the same thing in politics too. Any sort of business that puts you out in the public eye is going to keep an eye on your behavior.
So it's a double standard.
It absolutely is. If you're in any other job where nobody knows what you're doing and you get arrested for something,
you're driving a truck for FedEx, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Just make sure you don't get in an accident. That's all.
Your wife still cares, because the end result is the same if you get the tar beat out of you.
But it all comes down to money. The NFL is afraid that people will stop watching and sponsors will go away, so they have to do something. And it's the same thing with TV shows and movies.
And that's another thing that frosts me about.
They're afraid for a good reason.
How in the heck do sponsors pull? Okay, so Rush Limbaugh said a very unsavory word, a word we don't like, the S word, calling Sandra Fluke a whatever he called her.
Slut.
Yes, thank you. I didn't want to say it.
Okay.
But and they those advertisers immediately pulled their sponsorship
hundreds
from
of
his
millions
show,
of dollars, not only his show,
but from anybody else who might share a station with him.
Mm-hmm.
And these big sponsors are still questioning the fact whether or not they should pull sponsorship from the NFL over things where people are actually getting physically hurt. It's just a very bizarre double standard to me.
888-302-3684. Kenny, facebook.com/today, Twitter Good Day Show. What are people saying now? Now, today, about in their hearts and their minds, the Ray Rice thing. Now we have Jonathan Dwyer involved in this thing. Greg Hardy. Adrian Peterson, right? Is that his name?
Yes.
Right.
All of these things. Okay, so what are people saying?
Gail says, what bothers me is that people are being tried in the court of public opinion and not a court of law. We're presumed innocent. It is just not this case, but tons of others. She's referring to a story posted on our Facebook page about Adrian Peterson and the Vikings deactivating him.
Mm-hmm. Gently, in a manner of speaking. And even though he used a switch to knock his kid around.
Okay,
no.
I have to tell you, I don't have a problem with the switch. And that's the thing.
I do when
itself.
He uses it on his groin and
yes,
his scrotum and around
the thing.
His private
yeah, that's the thing. That is more of the issue, is where he used it and to the severity that he used it.
Right,
my mom had to go pick her own switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. I had to choose which belt my father was going to use, a hairbrush. All right, go ahead, Kenny.
Margaret says the sports shows are starting to sound like CNN and the NFL is beginning to sound like a dictatorship.
Hmm. That's an interesting observation. Yeah. I'm coming. That's an interesting observation. Keep going.
Paul says political correctness is now going to ruin the NFL just like it has the moral values in America.
I'd say you got it backwards there, pal. The morality isn't much exemplified by what these boobs are doing in the NFL any more than the morality is reflected in what that hearing that took place yesterday on the VA. There's no morality there. None. the American government is immoral, football's immoral, a lot of entertainment's immoral. Where is morality? Where is the morality? Where's the demonstration? How do you learn if there's so much immorality around you except to repeat that immorality?
Yeah, it's too bad we even have to talk about it, because that should be the dictator, is you should just know better.
Yeah, yeah, well, you ought to. My father said to me at a certain point in my early life, you know the difference between right and wrong, and yeah. I did. I knew what was right and what was wrong.
Everybody does.
Wherever the application is, of course you do. All right, let's see what the results of this poll are here. The question, should Ray Rice be given another chance? And there are a couple of others here. Let's see what the results. 28% of the people responding to this poll think the NFL's treatment of Ray Rice was too light. 41% thought it was just right. 31% thought it was too harsh. Does sound like the Three Bears, doesn't it? Just right, a little too hot, a little too... 62% of those who responded to this poll think the NFL's treatment of players who commit criminal acts is too light. 62%. 71% don't believe the NFL when it says it had not reviewed the inside, tapes, from the elevator. I think that's the most damning thing.
Yeah,
Goodell doesn't look good. That doesn't. They don't look good at all.
But again, what's he supposed to do?
Well, supposed to tell the truth? How about that? 60% believe Goodell should not be fired, should not lose his job. So I thought that was interesting as well. 888-302-3684. So sort of to cap this off a little bit, here are the ladies on The View yesterday talking about the domestic abuse child abuse allegations against certain players in the NFL. Well, maybe we don't have that. Never mind. We'll pause for a moment here and continue on Good Day. It's 17 before the hour.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams does about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge, $350 via Visa prepaid card, and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans or 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabytes Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
All right, let's see if we can find this, the audio from The View where the ladies talk about. See if there's anything in here that they say that you identify with when it comes to understanding how the NFL is treating these cases of domestic and domestic abuse, child abuse, that sort of thing. See if there's something in here you hear that you agree with.
The NFL is doing a major about-face in the wake of Viking Adrian Peterson's child abuse investigation. You know, he was cleared to play yesterday, I think, but then after all the outrage from angry fans and sponsors said, we're going to lose, we're not doing you anymore, Anheuser-Busch said, go away, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, We think he's done a bad thing. We're going to, you know, hold off because that's not what we stand for. And so the question is, really, is that what made you change your mind? Or was it the idea that people said, we're not going to buy your product anymore if you don't do something about this?
I mean, isn't it about the money? It's the power of the dollar. I mean, activists have been using it for a very, very long time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for serious causes. And this is a serious cause. But I agree with you. Why wasn't it serious when they saw him, Ray Rice dragging it out and Peterson when it began?
All right. So I just remember how much how annoyed I am listening to Rosie Perez's voice.
That's so bad, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Forget about
it. It's actually gotten better, but it's still so bad.
Ah,
it's better than
God.
It used to be.
Yeah, I don't really need any more of that. But I think you get the drift there. At any rate, the next item of interest from the world of football comes from college football, where a quarterback who plays for Texas named David Ash says he's giving up playing football after suffering another concussion and having lingering symptoms from the past year. Apparently, he had a concussion during the second week of the season last year in a game at BYU, Brigham Young University. That's the only concussion Ash and the team have acknowledged. He returned a couple of weeks later, played against Kansas State, but left the game with what Texas officials called a head injury, and he was out for the rest of the season. He was determined to return this season, but acknowledged that there was some concern among his family. He played in the opener, a victory against North Texas, but had headaches, dizziness, so he decided to stop playing. At what point do people realize what this really is all about, this whole game? And I don't really, I read with sort of amusement every day, because I get, as you know, we all are exposed to thousands of stories every week and all multiple sources, that sort of thing. So I'm getting information from the people who are trying to change the Redskins' name. And I look at it and I laugh and I think, you stupid people, got anything else in your life to worry about than this sort of thing? I just think it's foolishness. If you think it's serious, fine, that's swell. I don't. I think there are many more important things to be thinking about, including the health and well-being of these football players, whether they be in high school or college or professional sports. More and more and more of these people are coming back with more and more of these questions and concerns. And so the NFL, think about this for a second. This is how I'm sort of reviewing this in my mind. There's so much focus and attention. Would you like to be Roger Goodell? He's making, what,
not
13,
right now,
14 million bucks a year. So he's getting paid well for all of the starts that he's taking. But is there anything...
But you also know how quickly that can go away if
someone
decides you did something wrong.
Is this a result? This is karma. For me, this is all about karma. You're familiar with karma, the principle of karma, what it's all about. What goes around comes around. And
Did he do wrong? What are you saying that he did?
I'm not talking about Goodell.
Because you don't like football.
No, I'm saying it's football. What's going on now, especially with the NFL, their years of denial, the years of hurting people, the years of just acting in this almost lecherous way. I mean, I've sat in stands with women who I didn't know, who were looking, you know, well, they want to be close to the field because they want to see these guys in their tight pants and their muscles, and they love to have the bear.
Oh, so you were jealous. That's why you don't like football.
No, it hasn't got anything to do with that. But thank you for your guessing.
Look, you know what? It brings up the greater issue to me, and the greater issue is the degradation of society. I mean, forget it. We're looking at this little microcosm of football. But here it is. It's, I mean, these are people that think this type of behavior is okay.
It's okay.
And money doesn't change it. They either just make more money or they make less money. But the problem is the same. People think they can get away with these sorts of things. And I think it's a good, I mean, maybe this is a great way to start, you know, talking to people about how to raise their kids, boys in particular, to not do these types of things, to not have to be aggressive.
Because it is this kind of stuff that brings out the worst in people like Jonathan Dwyer and Ray Rice and whoever else it is that's on this laundry list of perverts. That's basically what it is. It's a perversion.
And this stupid excuse about
morality.
Being drunk doesn't fly with me anymore.
No.
You know what? You can be drunk and not beat somebody up. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, why are you getting drunk is another question.
Exactly. Well, that's another question. But if you are, you could be that way and not have to hit somebody.
All right. So anyway, there's our... this. We spent this whole last 14 minutes talking about this sort of thing. And it's important. It is. We hit the nail on the head a couple of times in this hour of Good Day. Thank you. If you don't mind me saying thank you to you, 51 after the hour, because without you, you got nobody to thank.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 at the hour, Doug Stanford's Good Day program. Hello. Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here on the air with me and you to listen all together collectively to our technology reporter Shelley Palmer today, who's discussing Apple Pay, the iPhone's new mobile payment platform.
This is awesome.
I actually tried to read and understand how this works yesterday, even though I wouldn't.
Yeah, did your head explode?
It really did.
Over for you.
It was really.
Yeah.
Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Well, Shelley will go give it to you, and then if you still don't get it, I'll break it down to Fisher-Price terms for you.
That'd be very nice. That'd be excellent. Lego or Fisher-Price.
Yeah, Sesame Street.
Would be fine. Yeah, Sesame Street would be perfect. Sunny day. Shelley's here up next. Apple Pay is the focus here on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the iPhone 6 and Apple Watch are nice, but Apple's most disruptive new product is Apple Pay, its mobile payments platform. Powered by near-field communication and Touch ID, Apple Pay lets you use your mobile device to make a purchase at participating retailers like Macy's, Staples, and Subway. Apple Pay will also change the way we make mobile purchases through in-app purchases. In apps with Apple Pay enabled, you can buy items with a single touch. That means no need to enter credit card information or billing and shipping addresses. It's all just there. Worried about security? Apple's got your back. Your credit card number is never given to any merchant. Instead, Apple Pay uses a one-time payment number and a dynamic security code. There's no record of where you shop, what you buy, or how much you spend. Lose your phone? No worries. You can suspend all payments through Find My Phone. If you're picking up a new iPhone, look for Apple Pay when it starts rolling out to participating retailers in October. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Exclusive plan to 15% offer. Details at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
All right, let's listen to Wendy Williams talk about the texting problems people have. If you're getting too many texts from a friend, here's Wendy answering an audience member's question on how to handle it.
I have a friend who has many personal problems, is always calling me, texting me. We spend on an average of 2 hours a day on the phone. And last night she sent me a very detailed text about her personal problem, one of her personal problems. And I forwarded it to my sister, but unfortunately it didn't go to my sister. It went back to my friend. Yeah. So she texted me and said, "Shell, where did you send my text? I have not answered her yet." Can you answer her?
Well, here's my thought. First of all, she's overwhelming you with her problems.
Correct.
I don't know about you all, but it's one of the things about, you know, every time a birthday comes, what am I going to do to delete and make my life easier? And I don't have a lot of time for people with problems, and you might want to talk to her very kindly and say, "I can't be burdened with your problems anymore. I'm sorry. You know, I did forward it to my sister because, you know, I wanted her input."
All right. Who else has this problem? Jennifer, do you have too many friends texting you a lot of galone, 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 baloney? Apparently not. Richie, do you have this problem?
Texting.
It's tough to stay up with the social media in total.
Group text messages are the worst. That's what I was saying. I don't know if you heard me.
No, I didn't hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, the group text. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty responsive.
Never ends.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.